And welcome to episode 11. See, I said it this time.
I appreciate that.
Welcome to episode 11 of the Quotes and Mirrors podcast. I am Terrell James.
And I am Uncommentary. How is everyone doing today?
I forgot to put the quote up on the screen.
It'll get there in just a minute, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's there.
There it is. There it is. A bunch of y'all. That is the author of today's quote is a bunch of y'all.
I don't know the first person to say, oh, today's quote is Love Hurts. So
yes, but on today's episode 11 of Quotes and Mirrors, we will be discussing Love Hurts. Cool.
I don't know the first person to say this. I didn't even bother to look. I just figured it was something that somebody said one time, and then somebody else probably said it too, and then somebody else probably said it too, and then it just kind of caught, and people just started running with it.
I think that's how they work, though.
Yeah. I hate this quote.
What do you mean?
I hate it.
So you never said this to yourself?
No. You know why? Because no. Love does not hurt.
Oh God! Is that what? What? I already feel us changing roles right now. How in the world can you even? I'm gonna go old school, grandma. Fix your mouth to say love does not hurt. Are you kidding me?
You can. Somebody that loves you can hurt you. Somebody you can hurt somebody that you love, but the love part, that doesn't hurt.
So check this out. The love part is the only reason it hurts.
No, it could be the reason that it hurts, but the love isn't what's causing the hurt. Yo, I was talking to somebody one time, right? And she said she was talking about the issue she was having with her man. And she said, love hurts. She kept saying, love hurts, love hurts. And I stopped her. I said, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to go get a pen and paper right now. I want you to write down all of the reasons that you fell in love with this man. And she wrote down those reasons. And then I said, okay, now I want you to write down all of the things that he's doing that are hurting you. So she did that, and then she came back. I said, okay, now all of the things that you wrote down as far as the reasons that you fell in love with him, do any of those reasons hurt? She said, no. I said, okay, now let's go to the other side. All of the things that he's doing that are hurting you, are any of those things done out of love? And she said, no. I said, okay, then love does not hurt.
No, because, so I guess you're speaking of directly, and you're kind of making it sound like people kill people. Guns don't kill people. It's not quite the same thing. It's not quite the same thing. You ain't never seen a pile of guns kill nobody.
Nope.
Okay. So.
Not
yeah, it ain't till people pick them up. Exactly. But as far as this right here, okay, so the list of things that she loves about him.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things, that list is what makes the other list even exist. So at the very least, it's kind of giving way or giving birth, you know, to the possibility of another situation. Because if you don't have this list, you're not in place. And it's not going to be, everything's not going to be perfect, right? Everything's not going to be perfect. But you're only in place to receive these things because of this first list, because you love. If you did not love, then you would not be there. And love hurts because while it may not be the source of the pain, it is the reason for enduring the pain.
Okay. It's the reason for enduring the pain. It is not the source of the pain. I just flipped around what you said. I feel like you made my point by saying that.
Not at all, because it still hurts.
Love doesn't hurt.
Love absolutely hurts.
Love does not hurt.
It does.
The person you love can hurt you. Love does not hurt. When you think of all of the reasons that you love a person, none of those things are painful.
Okay. But the things that are painful are because you love a person. I don't care about you. It's like you can't piss me off if I don't care about you. And I say care instead of love, but it's certainly, if I don't love you, there's certain things I ain't worried about you doing. Like a cat who come home, find out his wife stepping out on him. If he don't love her, all he was doing is waiting on a reason to, you know, to get a divorce anyway. But because he loved her, it hurts.
Because you love the person, you receive what they do differently. But that's not love.
It's because of love. That's 100%.
Because of love and it being love are two completely different things.
Well, you're going to have to draw that line. I'm sorry. It's not distinct enough even to make the statement. You're not going to hurt without the love. It's not going to happen.
It's you.
I mean, you're talking about a physical situation, then yeah, that hurts. Stepping on a tack, that physically hurt. I didn't have to love that tack for that to hurt. True enough. But yo, I can't even believe you actually believe that. That's 100%. Those two things are in an entanglement.
Nah, love. I don't think love hurts. I don't think love hurts. Like when that's not the way I look at it. Yo, God is love. Does God hurt?
Now that's a good question.
Yeah.
Because what's the difference between him causing pain and allowing pain?
Well, one is inflicting, mm-hmm. coming directly from him.
Mm-hmm.
The other is just hands off and allowing it to happen.
But the end is the same. There's pain.
Okay. But we're not.
They could be prevented. But I'm saying.
Where something starts. So the hurt is the end result.
Mm-hmm.
But where does it start? Does it start with love or does it start so if I do something to hurt you, okay, so let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and they cheat on you. They didn't mm-hmm. cheat on you out of love. That wasn't love that caused them to do that.
No, but their love is not what caused your pain. Your love for them is what causing the hurt.
No, their infidelity is what caused the hurt.
No, but if you didn't love them, it wouldn't matter.
If you didn't love them, then it wouldn't matter. You're right. But the love is not what caused the pain.
Well, what's the difference in the reason for and the cause of? Because there, I guess maybe I think you might have said that might have been the distinction a little bit early on, but if you don't love, if you don't have the love for the person, it doesn't matter what they do. It's not going to hurt you. It doesn't bother you whatsoever. You know what I mean? Yeah. So somebody could do that activity and it cause you no pain. It's not until you add the love.
But what happens? What changes at that point is how you receive things. It's about how you receive it. So if I love you and you hurt me, I'm going to receive that pain differently because I love you. But you didn't hurt me out of love. You didn't use love as a weapon.
Yeah, but again,
love at me and hurt me.
Again, that person, their absence of love is not what hurts you. The fact that you love them is what is the reason for the pain.
No, because if that was the case, then the fact that I loved them at the moment I started loving them, it would have started hurting.
No, that would be saying love only hurts. If you're saying the moment I start to love you, then I would start to hurt, then you're saying love only hurts. And pain is all that you can feel with love. But pain, hurt is not all that you can feel with love. Joy, you say those things that are the things that you love about him, they bring her joy. Is love joy?
Yeah, love is joy.
Yeah. Just like it hurts, because it's not just one thing. It's not just one thing. Love is pain. Love is joy. Love is long suffering. This is in the Bible. You think we should this is in the word. Love is charity.
love does not say in the Bible that love is pain.
No, I don't know for sure if it says in the Bible love is pain. I'm pretty sure that was Ja Rule. I'm pretty sure.
Yo, okay. All right. I pulled up some definitions of love. An intense feeling of deep affection. A feeling of deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. Affectionate greetings conveyed to someone in one's behalf. A formula for ending an affectionate letter. A personified figure of love, often represented as Cupid. A great interest and pleasure in something. A person or thing that one loves. A friendly form or address used to express affectionate approval of someone. I feel deep affection. They're starting to like or enjoy very much. They're starting to repeat themselves. But yeah, none of that stuff hurts. None of that stuff hurts. All that stuff feels great. because love doesn't hurt. Because love does not hurt. Someone you love can hurt you. Someone who loves you can hurt you.
Why?
Because they made a decision that was rooted in something painful.
Okay. So if I don't love them, if I don't love them and they do the same thing to me, why does it not hurt?
Because you don't receive it the same way.
Because you don't, I think, I'm pretty sure it's semantics here. You're definitely splitting hairs because you don't receive it the same way.
You don't receive it the same way.
Yeah, but you know what you just said? If things are different, then things are different. that's all you just said. You said if things are different, then things are different. Okay, that's true.
All right, then here you go. Things are different.
No, but doesn't hurt. But if love is present, then so is pain.
So the two are synonymous?
Yes.
Love and pain are synonymous.
Yes.
Can you?
No. Okay. Simultaneous, not synonymous.
Okay. All right.
First, I was like, he trying to trick me. No, that's not. He was not trying to trick me. He was not trying to trick me. I'm saying,
I don't think that that's they're always simultaneous either, though.
No, not always. No, just like love hurts is not a constant. It's not a static state. You know what I mean? You're not always going to be hurting because you love. You know what I mean? You're just going to be a place where you're going to experience some joy because you love also. But if you didn't love, then what exactly would pain be? Like, if you didn't love, if you didn't have the good, then what exactly would be the bad? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but those are two complete opposites. If you're talking about good and bad, and love and pain.
I think two sides of the same coin. I think two sides of the same coin, though.
Love and pain, or two sides of the same coin?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think they're in the same arena only because of the way that you receive things when you love somebody. It hurts more. Their actions hurt more. If they do something to disappoint you, it hurts more because you love them. But what they did was not done out of love. Love was never used as a weapon. So love doesn't hurt. The person's actions, that hurts.
But hold on a second, because you keep kind of going to whether or not the person and what they're doing, they did out of love or from a place of love. And what I'm saying is, first of all, I agree with that. If you're going to do somebody dirty, it's not because you love them. But that's not the perspective that I'm looking at. I'm looking at whoever is being done dirty. It only matters. It only hurts if they love or because they love.
It doesn't only, but you don't have to love somebody for somebody to hurt you.
True. But I said that there's many facets of love. You're going to feel the joy of love. You're going to feel the pain of love. You're going to feel the anger of love. You're going to feel the sadness of love.
No, you don't feel any of those things of love because none of those things are love.
When I hear about the neighbor dying next door, okay, maybe not next door, someone that I do not know.
Okay.
Then it's not good news, but I'm not upset about it. But the same thing happens to somebody I love. Yeah, I'm upset. Because of the presence of love. Like,
death hurt you, not love. It was their death. That's what hurt. Now,
because you love them. But it wouldn't have hurt if there wasn't love. That's what I'm saying. There could have been death and no love, thereby no pain.
But love didn't kill them.
No.
And love didn't cause your pain. Death caused your pain.
No, it didn't. Because
if they didn't die, you wouldn't be hurting.
But death.
And I know if they didn't love them, then you wouldn't be hurting too. I got it.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Death, people die every day. People die every day. It don't affect you the same. And you're well aware that people die every day. Somebody died just now. And just now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make you feel anything bad about it. But if you heard the same situation about somebody that you love, it's because you love them. Not because death loved you. It's because you love them.
Yeah.
So the death can happen without the love.
Right.
As it does over and over again.
I go right back to it's because of the way it's received. The way I received their death. That's what hurts. The death.
The way you received their death what's the difference between the way it's received and because I love them? What's the difference in those two statements?
I don't even know if we can compare those two statements because I feel like that's an apples to oranges. I don't see that being synonymous.
How not?
Because it's two different things. I mean, for you know, loving somebody, if you look at all of the reasons that you actually love somebody, right? They're all wonderful things, all great things, right? Now, when other things start happening, those other things are that they don't have anything to do with love. I'm talking about the fact that it's happening, the reason that it happened, and the action is what hurts you, not the love. It's the action. So if somebody cheats on you, yeah, you love them. And yeah, it hurts more because you love them. But it's not the love that hurts, because if they were leading with love, they wouldn't have cheated on you in the first place.
But I don't understand how you keep going back and forth across this line, because it is no question that the person that did the cheating did not decide, I love her, therefore I must cheat on her. That's not a conscious decision. It's not even a rational decision. Nobody is arguing that that's what's happening. What I'm saying is the cat could just simply be like, I'm a cheat on her. She could be at the crib, not really caring, planning to be on her way out and off on her own anyway. Find out that he cheats on her. And it's like, all right, cool. I was on my way anyway. Same thing happens, except she loves him. Now, we got the presence of the exact same thing that you say was by itself causing the pain, that didn't cause the pain previously, but now because the presence of her love for him, not his love for her, not his motivation for having done what he did, but because of the presence of her love for him, the same thing he did now hurts.
Okay, so we'll go back to the example that you used with the whole gun scenario, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's substitute gun for love, or love for guns, right? If you have a gun that's just sitting there, that gun is what it is. It's a gun, and it's just going to sit there. Something has to happen. Something outside of that gun has to happen in order for you to get shot. Now, because it's a gun, the way you're going to receive it is taking a bullet. It changes because of the way, because of what it is, you're going to receive it differently than, let's say, if it was something else, if it was a knife, if it was whatever, okay? Doesn't matter. You're going to receive it differently based off of what it is. But something has to happen outside of that gun just laying there. Somebody has to do something to cause that. You know what?
But I'm not arguing. I'm not arguing that.
Okay, cool. But I tell you what, I want to take back everything I just said, because where I was trying to go, I couldn't get there. So I'm going
to erase everything. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to know your limits. I repeat, you have to know your limits.
I veered off. I knew where I wanted to go, and then I just couldn't get there. Whatever.
It's okay. No problem.
But
mm-hmm.
Love doesn't hurt.
Okay, look, you can't just say it matter-of-factly like that.
No. As a matter of fact, love doesn't hurt.
As a matter of fact, it absolutely does. It's just, I mean, aside from obviously the physical nature and pain, right? You don't have to have love present to be, you know, to feel pain. Something stop on you, drop on your foot. You don't have to have love for it to hurt.
Tell me a time that love hurt you.
Tell me a time that love hurt me. When I was in Korea, when I got to Korea, and I left, and I was with you remember Ruthie, right? Mm-hmm. So I was with her, and I was in Korea. I'm chilling. I ain't checking for nobody. I'm there for, I think, maybe 3 months, and then I get a call from her. And she tells me that she said made out with another dude. I think she actually made that statement that she made out with another dude. So, and flat out crushed me. I thought she was the rest of my life, period. And she told me that flat out crushed me.
All right.
So, yeah.
So, I got the same question. Tell me a time that love hurt you.
I could repeat myself.
Then I'm going to repeat myself, because you didn't tell me that love hurt you.
You
told me that Ruthie made out.
Right.
She told me that she made out with somebody, that she did something that had absolutely nothing to do with love.
Oh, and you know what? I told you, excuse me, what she did didn't have to do with love, but it crushed me because I loved her. And you know why it doesn't bother me now?
Because you don't love her.
Exactly. the exact same thing, the exact same story. You couldn't picture me giving a GD about, right? not even remotely, because of the absence of love. Because I don't love her.
Right. But what the only thing they changed is the way you receive it. It's like back then you loved her, and the way you received it was, you know, very painful. Now you don't love her. So the way you're receiving it, it's different. But it has nothing to do, like, it's so, all right, put it this way. All right, check this out. If somebody punches you in the face, does it hurt?
Yeah, but we've already discussed physical pain.
Right. But it happened again.
It should have this time.
It's gonna come back.
How your boy T.I. say, you was thin ice, hot skates, baby. You won't make it.
It's been a long day.
I think maybe so. You won't gonna make that one, homie. I don't see how it's gonna come back around.
I'm gonna come back to that one. I'm gonna make that one.
We'll be here when it get back then. Because I'm telling you 100%, man, it's just the reason I say so is because the absence of love in so many other cases, is going to be the absence of pain.
I got it. Let's say somebody punches you in the face.
I think we're hoping.
Does it hurt?
Hold on, where's my script? Yeah, but we've already discussed physical pain.
Okay, so why does it hurt?
Move closer to the mic, because we've already discussed physical pain.
No. Why does getting punched in the face hurt?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't know what you want me to say.
Why does getting punched in the face hurt?
Because
somebody did something to inflict pain. That's the point that I'm making. Love doesn't hurt because you cannot use love to inflict pain.
Wow. I don't understand even remotely how you're seeing only one side of this.
Because there's nothing bad about love. Love is not a weapon. It's not a weapon.
No, it's not a weapon, but it can leave you just as vulnerable as it can protect you.
Okay. But it doesn't hurt.
Then, okay. So when we talk about the many scenarios that we've just talked about, and we remove love and pain is now gone. Pain, by the way, hurts. Just so we're clear, pain hurts. Everybody agree on that, all right?
We all agree.
Raise your hand if pain hurts. Okay. So we've named a couple of different scenarios where when you remove love, you have removed the pain. Thereby, you have removed the hurt.
You have removed the way you receive the pain.
Oh my God. This is absolutely nuts.
I know. I'm thinking the same thing.
Huh?
I'm thinking the same thing.
So what do you mean by you change the way you receive something? Because you can do that in any situation. You can be too pissed to receive it.
If you love somebody, it's going to hurt more because you love them. But going back to the whole punch in the face thing, there was something that was done to inflict pain that was not rooted in love. So love does not hurt. It may hurt more because you love somebody, but that speaks directly to the way that you receive the pain. But the love itself, because I'm going to the root of the pain. I'm going to the thing that caused the pain. So if somebody cheats on you, it's them that cheated on you that caused the pain, not love. Love didn't do that.
No, love made it matter to you whether or not it happened. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The love from them doesn't matter, right? But the love from you, you telling me you wouldn't be more hurt, just to go by your example, you wouldn't be more hurt by me punching you than a stranger on the street?
Yeah,
because you would feel more than physical pain.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And it would be, but it would be directly because of the presence of love. This is my brother. Why would you hit me? Why would you do that?
Right. And that is because of the presence of love, but it's not because of love that
it is.
It's not because of, it's not, you didn't do anything out of love to hurt me. You didn't use love as a weapon.
That's not the point.
It is.
That is so not the point.
if you punch somebody in the face, it hurts. Why? Because their fist caused pain.
Right, but that's physical pain. That's physical
pain. Exactly. But what I'm talking about here is inflicting pain. I'm talking about whatever it is that was done to inflict the pain.
No, so right. I understand that.
The fist is what causes the pain. If you cheat on somebody, the cheating is what causes the pain. The love is not what causes the pain.
Well, what I'm saying, so why would you feel differently if I hit you versus some stranger?
Because of my love for you.
Okay.
It's because of the way I'm receiving it.
But what I'm saying, is the way that you're receiving it is based on the love. Because if I hit you, somebody else hits you, right?
We're
going
in circles.
No, because this is ridiculous.
We've gone in circles for 32 minutes.
No, this is crazy. This is crazy, because what I'm saying is, if I hit you or the next man hits you, either way, your eyes swell up. Either way. Not because you loved me or because you love him or because I loved you. Either way, your eyes swell up. Mm-hmm. Right? Both of us did the same thing. Both of us committed the same act. But you feel different about me and why I did and how could I do because of your love, because of our love for one another.
Did you do it out of love?
No, but I'm saying that's not what I'm arguing. I'm not saying that I did it out of love. Let me say it like this. It does not have to be done out of love because in order to hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It don't have to be done out of love. It goes back to that's like saying, matter of fact, you're saying it changes the way you receive things. So on the other end, whether or not it's done in love or not changes the way the situation is transmitted. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So it's like, if you were to punch me, I'm not going to be like, I can't believe you loved me like that. Like, that's
right. But to do with love. No, the action, as a matter of fact, even to go further, the action had nothing to do with love.
Exactly.
The love that it collided with. That was that 100%. So nobody's doing it out of, nobody's hurting anybody out of love. At the same time, nobody without love is being hurt. Like, how are you hurting me if I don't love you? How are you hurting me?
If all of the things that come with love are great things, then it's not love that hurts.
But they're not all great things.
That come with love? Yeah.
It's not all great things.
If you then why fall in love with somebody? Why love somebody? Why do we have to, like,
because it's not
reasons that you love somebody? They're not bad things. They are good things. They're things that make you feel good.
Okay, so you only love the good about your wife. Solely. Isolated. So, your love is only in one lane.
Okay, so because you ain't about to make me get snapped. Oh.
Oh, you about to sleep right there in the studio tonight.
So, I love her in totality.
Okay.
I love everything that comes with her.
How? How do you love those? Because negativity is present. It comes with her. Just like it comes with my wife and every other woman on the planet. Because you're not perfect. So, a level, and this is degrees of negativity. I'm not talking about you having a malicious heart or mind. You know I mean? I'm talking about you might be a little stubborn. You might be a little, I was going to say headstrong, but that's a little redundant. But I'm just saying, you got some things that maybe, you know, some areas where we don't vibe and vice versa.
Okay, so no, I don't love those things.
You don't love those things.
No, but that's across the board. That's just not just with my wife. Like, there are certain characteristics about anybody. I don't love that part, but the love that I have for that person is so strong that it's easy for me to overlook that or to accept it and to say, okay, that's just a part of who you are. Whatever. It's not going to make me love you any less. But I know I don't love those particular things.
Okay. I mean, you answered honestly, surprising. Not that you were honest, but surprising. because it's those things about, for me anyway. I guess I'm receiving things differently. But it's those things about my wife to stop her from being perfect that, yeah, I love, because they produce a humble mind, a humble state of mind. She's amazing. Her ambition is crazy, through the roof. There is nothing that she can't accomplish, but there are many things that keep her level. And I love those things for that purpose. They keep her level. They keep her
head. When you say keep her level, you mean just keep her human.
Humble. You know what I mean? Humble. They keep her, they keep her present. I love those things.
You use the example of somebody being stubborn. Mm-hmm. That ain't humility. That ain't being humble.
What do you mean it being? No. But see, it gives way to you being humble, because you can't, unless you're dealing with some punk, you're dealing with some pushover spineless cat, you ain't gonna be stubborn but for so long before somebody go ahead and check you on the fact, you know what, you don't listen to nothing. There's no point in us talking. If you only gonna listen when you talking, there ain't no point in us talking. You know what I mean? You're gonna go ahead and check the person. And because there are those things about her that she's aware of, that I'm aware of, that stop her from being perfect, she's able to humble herself to that circumstance. I love those things about her. I would not want her to be flat out perfect, 100%. Just what was it? What is that?
Right. So
I love her curves and all her edges and all her something imperfections.
Before this turns into karaoke,
we're talking about don't karaoke, mother. All right, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get excited.
So, you know, the thing is, there are things that I love and there are things that I don't love. Now, if I don't love these things before I meet you, I'm not going to all of a sudden start loving these things just because I met you and I have fallen in love with you. No, I felt the way I felt about these things, and it's not going to change. So let's just use the example of being stubborn. If I don't like someone being stubborn before I meet you and before I fall in love with you, I'm not going to start liking it just because I fell in love with you. It doesn't work that way. But because I fell in love with you, I am able to either look past it or to deal with it or to accept it. And it's not that big of a deal to me because of how much I love you. And to me, that shows just how amazing you are when your imperfections, the side of you that is amazing to me It outshines, and overshadows your imperfections.
Yeah, and that's another way to look at it. Definitely, it could be in a situation where I don't have to love those things that I don't like about her, because there are 5 things, and I can give you 50 that I absolutely love without question about it. So it could 100% be that situation. But I'm saying that, first of all, that was in response to you saying that everything that's love is good. All things love is good. There's bad sides of it, of it all. You know what I'm saying? Everything has, huh?
There are bad things that can, that there are bad feelings that you can have because of love. But what I'm saying is, it's the difference between something being because of something and it being that thing. It could be because of the love that you have for somebody, but love itself didn't do it. It's because of all of the good things that came from love and the good feelings that you had about this person that it's so disappointing when they do something that doesn't feel good.
But I understand what you're saying in the way that love, just on a very logical sense, love didn't cheat. Love didn't steal. But what I'm saying to you is, while I understand it from that perspective, if you eliminate love, then the relevance of that or the significance of the situation is also deleted. So there is no pain to feel from it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would say, yeah, it still hurts, because it only hurts because love is present.
So
if I don't love something, if I don't love someone, when certain things happen, it doesn't matter to me. But because I love them, certain things happen. Yeah, definitely it hurts. And the exact same thing could occur. But you swap love in and out, and okay, I'll accept even this because you receive it differently, if that's what you want to say. Mm-hmm. But you swap love in and out, and the pain is also swapped in and out, mm-hmm. respectively.
Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Do to others as you would have them do unto you. Blah, blah, blah. I'm looking for, what is it? Love is patient. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to find all of the things that the Bible says about love. And I know it's probably going to be some people that don't believe in the Bible that's watching, but we do. So
yeah. So I'm
about to deal with this part.
But you can go to, what is it, First Corinthians, you know, love is patient, love is kind.
Right. Yeah. I'm trying to remember everything that it says, though.
But even in that, there's still going to be pain. You're looking for the verse that says, that talks about long-suffering and charity, the list about 6-7 things?
Yeah, that starts with love is patient, love is kind. Love.
Well, it depends on what version of the Bible are you looking at?
Google.
Jesus. Jesus. Lord help me.
Here we go. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. Where are we? It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. It doesn't say anything about pain right there. As a matter of fact, what it says is, when I can shorten all of that by saying, love is the opposite of pain.
Okay, so read it again.
Love is patient, love is kind.
Stop. Does it ever hurt? Does it ever hurt to be patient?
Oh, you go, you mother. That was oh, you're good.
I had to pull it from the pulpit right there. Read. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there. Stop right there.
That was good. That was
okay.
Good.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Does it ever hurt to be patient? Yes. Now,
Yeah.
does it ever hurt for love to be patient?
Love is patience. Didn't you just read that?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Love is
Love is
patience.
patient. Right.
Patience.
But it does
Yeah.
hurt. It does hurt to be patient. Not all the time. Let me say this. It can hurt to be patient. Right?
Yeah, but it's not
no,
the
no,
love.
No,
it's
no,
the
no,
waiting.
no, no, no,
It's
no,
the
no, no,
waiting that's hurting. It's
but
the waiting.
love is patient.
No, yeah, but it's not
So
the love.
patient is not love. Patient is not love.
Patient is not necessarily love.
Don't say necessarily. It didn't say
love
is
say
necessarily patient. It
no,
said love
because
is patient.
the thing is this, because that's not the case every single time.
No.
So we can't just leave it at that. We have to say necessarily. It's not necessarily. It's not always love and love. So love isn't always patient, and patient isn't always love. But
okay.
In the way they're speaking about it here, I believe they're saying love is patient. Being when you love somebody, you should be patient with them. You should
oh, I
have
know
a certain
exactly
level
what
of
it's saying.
patience with this person.
Yeah, I know exactly what it's saying.
Okay, so what's painful about that?
What's painful about being patient? You tell me,
Okay.
because you said it does hurt to be patient. It can hurt to be
waiting.
patient.
The waiting can be
Yeah,
painful.
but
Can
if
be
you but if
painful.
you don't love, if you don't love, you're not gonna wait.
Right, but that's not what's causing the pain. It's not the love, it's the waiting. It's the
You
waiting.
can
It's
wait,
the
but you
fist
can
to the
wait without
face.
the
It's
you can
the fist
wait.
to the face. That's what hurts.
You could wait without both the love and the pain.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think you made my point when you said that.
No, you can wait without the both the love and the pain, which means the action can happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it'll not be a problem until you add love. You add love, and now it's painful.
But no, you can it can be painful to have to wait. You know how much it hurts to sit in traffic? I don't love nothing about this.
Okay, but I didn't say only. I'm not saying only.
If I can't say necessarily, then you can't say you didn't say only.
Well, then you can say necessarily. That's easy.
All right, cool.
To fix.
All right. All right,
yeah.
cool.
That's easy. You know what I mean? But it's what you can have. What I'm saying is you can definitely. You can have the cause for the pain, the action, be present.
It's not the cause for the pain. The love isn't the cause for the pain.
What did I just say? Did I not just say the action?
Yeah, because that's what it is. It's not the love. It's the action.
Right. You can have the action.
The action causes the
occur.
pain.
You can have the action occur,
mm-hmm.
and there be no pain. But you can have the same, which again is just the infidelity we were speaking of earlier. That's specifically what I'm speaking to right now in this instance. Mm-hmm. Somebody can be, they can cheat, and there be no love on either side for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it not hurt. But you add love on either side.
And you receive it differently.
And it hurts.
You receive it differently. Yeah, it hurts. It hurts.
So, okay, so hold a second. So, does anything make you hurt, or do you just receive things differently?
No, plenty of things make me hurt. I'm going to tell you what ain't never made me hurt. Love.
Well, that's because you receive it differently. That's why, you know why definitely love hurts? That's, I'm assuming, not definitely why love hurts, but why you hear cats be like, I love that man. That's only the only reason he's even in that state is because
yeah,
of
cool.
that statement. I love
right.
that.
What did she do? What did she do?
You only say that in that manner because she did something.
Yeah. What did she do? Did she do something out of love that hurt you?
It wasn't. What? What the hell? No, it was not out of love.
Of course not. So yeah, she didn't. Love was never used as a weapon, ever. Love was never used as a weapon.
Okay, hold on a second. Oh my God, I just think I realized. So you, okay, so you can't transmit and receive love. It's either or for you. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I think you can do both,
but I'm just saying, you can't, like, if I do something to somebody I love and it hurts them, it's the action that hurt them. It's not the love that hurts that hurt them. It's the action.
Oh my God. Holy crap. Let me see. Where's it at? Oh Jesus.
Yo, you know what's crazy? When I came up with this quote, I just knew you were gonna agree with me. Like, I did not see this going this way. Like, yo, the crazy thing is I got my notes here. I haven't touched on any of my notes because I just knew. I was like, all right, he's going to agree with me, so I'm gonna have all of these different notes. We're gonna be able to hit all these different things. But yo, this is crazy.
Yo, and I'm looking at somebody else has something. It's not the love that hurts, it's what we go through to find it. Yo, the thing is, what I'm saying is, if love didn't hurt, then when people say it, like, the two, it wouldn't go together. You know what I mean?
People say a bunch of stuff.
All this stuff is made up. Well, obviously, but it wouldn't go together. They wouldn't fit together if one didn't begat the other, if they weren't so such close proximity. They wouldn't go together.
Isn't that me?
I'm a PK. I'm allowed to do that. Okay, I'm allowed to beget. All right, but the two things just 100% they don't go together.
Love and pain? No, they don't. They don't go together. You're right.
Oh no, they do go together. That's why people talk about them in conjunction so often. You ain't never heard somebody, huh?
What were you talking about just now when you said they don't go together?
No, I was saying if they didn't go together, my bad if I said that they don't go together. If they didn't go together, if they didn't come together, slip. Huh?
Freudian slip.
Okay, yeah. If they didn't come together, then it wouldn't be such a common conversation. Like, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, because what happens is people don't know how to separate the action from the feeling, from the emotion. So that's why they say love hurts. Because they are equating the action with the feeling. They are equating the feeling that they have for the person with the action that the person committed. But then they'll turn around and say, well, if you loved me, then you would not have dot, dot, dot.
Mm-hmm.
It happened again, yo. What is wrong with me today? I'm off. Listen, Jordan, remember Jordan. I believe there was this one game. Jordan scored like 2 points, yo. This is my game. This is my 2-point game. Although, I'm killing it. I really am killing it. I'm just having a couple of little moments where I get ready to go somewhere, and then all of a sudden, like I said, it was a long day. But my mind just kind of goes off track. But I really think that I think that I made my point, and I think I made it well. And I think
I don't think so at all.
After you sleep on this, you're going to wake up in the morning and be like, you know what? He was right. Love doesn't hurt.
I don't agree, because I just feel like you know, anytime you can have the same thing happen, and because you remove love, you also remove pain, then it just stands to reason that while the love can hurt, maybe I don't agree with. I will say, yeah, it definitely is a static statement, because you just never know when it's going to. And if you love all the time, then it has the potential to. You know what I mean? If you're loving as a constant situation, then there's constantly potential for there to be pain just as much as there's probability for there to be joy.
Okay. All right. Put it this way. the reason I say that, that I say the love doesn't hurt, is because when I look at this quote, I look at love being used as a weapon.
And you don't think that love can be used as a weapon?
No.
So you don't think that you could leverage somebody else's love against them? Yet their love for their love for you. No, no, that's not you loving them, but you can leverage their love for you against them.
But we have to start at the action. We have to start at the action, and that's what it is for me. I'm starting at the action. The action is what causes the pain, not the love. The action. So we have to start at the action. And in that instance, if they're leveraging someone's love against them, that's manipulation. That is not love.
No, that's not love being transmitted. No, that's not love being used as a weapon. Yes, that is love being taken advantage of.
Right.
Not love taking advantage of love, but love being taken advantage of. Love is present. Love is 100% present.
Absolutely, 100%. Right. But love is not causing the pain.
If there is no love, where is the pain?
The pain, no, what is the cause of the pain? What is causing the pain?
If there is no love, where is the pain?
What is causing the pain?
The love.
No, because the love didn't initiate this.
Then how come you can remove the love and simultaneously remove the pain?
Because when you remove the love, you remove the way the person receives the pain.
When you remove the love, you remove the way the person receives the pain.
Right. You receive the pain differently based off of the fact that you love the person. But the love didn't cause the pain. The action caused the pain.
So the love has nothing to do with the pain. It doesn't influence it. It doesn't affect it one way or the other.
No, that I'm not saying that.
No. Well, wait a minute. If it affects,
it does influence it. Absolutely. Okay. It influences the way you receive it.
But how?
You receive the pain. It affects the way you react to the action.
So love hurts based on how you receive the pain.
Yes. No.
So love hurts.
Love doesn't hurt you. You're a jackass. You're tricking me. No, love doesn't hurt.
Oh man. All right, well look. I think they've heard enough.
Yeah,
I believe that
I got so many notes.
We might have to do a part two just so you can get those notes out. You know what I'm saying? Because right now I feel like we both standing at the pencil sharpener and the eraser is getting closer and closer to that hole. And we just like
you know what, you know what I mean? As I look through my notes, I feel like in a roundabout way, we kind of did touch on these things. I mean, not specifically, because like I want to talk about tough love, and love.
I mean, but we'll have to get into that, because if you're going to talk about the different aspects of love, then you have to accept that love. It's not just about love being love in and of itself. That it's about the different aspects and the conditions, or not no conditions due to love for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Excuse me. So I think we should do a part two. I want to hear what else you got to say about your list and your notes.
It's really going to be along the same lines. I don't know if we really need a part two.
All right. So maybe we'll have a part two really, offline.
Yeah. We'll do that offline. Because I feel like a lot of what I would probably say would be repetition. At this point,
okay.
I mean, there are other points, but I still go back to the same thing. It's just that when I came up with these notes, they were based off me thinking you were going to agree with me. I felt like we were going to be able to expound on these things.
I mean, honestly, I guess I would figure it just seems like more of a point that we would be, that if we were on opposite sides, that I would have your mindset and you would, I figured, you know what I mean? So I think we figured the same thing, because I figured you would be thinking more like I'm thinking, and you thinking, you know, the right. Vice versa. So, yeah. Well, sorry, Charlie. Love her.
Well, yo, I think that yeah, we can go ahead and close, but I think that this, and I know how you hate this, but I think what we can agree on maybe is that this is relative. It's all in how you receive love. So I just look at it differently. I receive love, and I look at love as only good, only great, only amazing things as it pertains to love. Anything outside of that isn't love. And that's just how I see it. Love is never hurt.
Only positive, only main things.
Love has never hurt me. People who love me have hurt me, but love itself has never, ever hurt me. The actions that these people committed towards me, those actions hurt me, but love never, ever hurt me. They never used love.
That love, that action would not hurt you if you did not love them.
Yeah, but the action is what I'm talking about here. Love was never used as a weapon, ever.
Yeah, but hurt doesn't come into play until love does.
Okay.
Yeah.
But love was not what hurt me.
Okie dokie.
Love is, all right, put it this way.
No.
If you get pulled over and harassed for being black, is being black what hurt you? Or is it some racist cop that did it?
Is it being black what hurt me? Now, the only problem with this situation is I can't choose to be black. I can choose whether or not to love. So that tilts the question and makes it much less of a parallel.
I feel like you backpedaling.
You could feel like that. You're receiving it different. So but the reason I bring that up is because we're talking about pain being present because of love being present or not being present. And me being black cannot not be present. So it's not a parallel.
First of all, Michael Jackson was born a black boy and died a white woman. So
in Mississippi, Michael Jackson died a nigga. So we gotta stop picking on Mike too, man. Some people out there that love Mike.
I'm one of them. I love Mike. Absolutely love Mike. But and so what I just said about him was not said out of love, because it could have been painful, and I don't use love as a weapon.
Okay, use love as a weapon. Oh, all right. Wow. All right. Well, I mean, cool. Let's go ahead and wrap up.
Yeah, because you look paranoid, but you looked over your shoulder. You want me to call?
Nah, because somebody just knocked at the door.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can go ahead and wrap up, and I don't know. We might bring it up a little bit later, but you know.
You got your quote for next week?
No, I don't have my quote for next week. I wrote it down in my notebook, and then I lost my notebook, and this was probably right after the podcast last week. I do not have that quote right away. I was looking for it earlier before we got on here. Even now, I'm talking stalling because I'm trying to remember what it was. But that being said, next week is going to be a surprise, and so I try not to let the surprises happen so often that they're no longer surprises. You know what I mean? But I think this is going to be my last chance here. So I got to start writing that stuff down, keeping it in a safe place so that I can recall it. But next week we will be back. Colts and Mirrors will be back with the 12th episode. And the quote is going to be TBD, as in to be determined. So on that note, I'm not going to talk about it any further. I am on commentary.
And I am Terrell James. And we love you and will never do anything to hurt you.
Only hurts if we love you, though. Okay. And I quote.
And on that note, not quote, peace out.